Jesse J and Domino on Easy Rock with the Wayne and Jane Show. It is 8:39. It's really funny how this topic came to be. Jane, you finished a book, and you said, oh, I don't know what I'm going to read next. And I jokingly said, oh, why don't you read that 50 Shades of Grey book that everybody seems to be talking about? And you did not jump at that opportunity.
Well, it would be hard for me to find probably right now if everybody's reading it.
I know. And then it was all of a sudden I connected with Dr. Cindy Brown. And for some reason we had that topic as well about this book. And she was on our show quite a while ago talking about the Cinderella system. And she's back. She is a doctorate of clinical psychology and marriage and family psychotherapist as well. She's from Los Angeles and therefore she knows what she's talking about. She joins us on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Cindy Brown.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming back. How are you?
Hey, great. I love this topic. This is fun.
Well,
especially early in the morning, right?
Yeah, you did your research on this as well. So first off, this book, 50 Shades of Grey, why is it such a phenomenon?
Well, I think that it's, you know, one of the reasons is it's available on an e-reader. You know, you don't have to, you know, carry it in a paper bag and sneak it around. You can just have it beamed right in your phone, right? And, you know, it's gone viral. So many people are talking about it. I think it's a form of escapism. I think, you know, all of us women have so many things to do. You know, we're serious. We have careers. We have kids. And, you know, the demographic it's hitting is actually married women over 30. And I think they were just ready for some excitement in their lives.
So I'm hearing all this negative about it, you know, like that it's kind of a soft porn. I'm also hearing it's a horribly written book series. But yet, everybody seems to be still reading it and talking about it. So you did your research, you dove in, and you started reading the book. And was it good or was it bad?
I couldn't stop reading it. It's definitely a page-turner. And I think the reason is it's threefold. This book is very sexually detailed, yes, and that's where all the press is kind of dubbing it this mommy porn. But it's actually a lot more than that. It's this romantic fantasy that actually develops within this relationship. And what I think really has people enthralled by the book is it hits on the female sexual desire, but this fantasy of being swept off your feet by a wealthy billionaire entrepreneur who wants to actually take care of this woman. But in the beginning, there's this really allure of her femininity and her power as just a young, innocent female that really kind of blindsides him and changes him. And so I think women like the aspect of being able to change somebody and also being taken care of and swept off her feet. And then the third part of it is it's an incredible thriller. One of women's most biggest fear is to be abandoned, right? We fear either infidelity or death of our partner. And one of the aspects of the book, when you really get into it, is there's these, you know, thrilling scenes where there's danger. So it's not just, you know, a simple, you know, romantic or erotic, you know, harlequin romance book. It's actually multi-layered. It's definitely a simple book, but it's very layered in these kind of psychological, you know, schisms where there's a lot going on than just sex. There's a lot of sex, but that's not the main aspect of the book.
Now, do you think these kind of book series, are they good for us, for women, or are they bad?
Well, I think that's a really good point, Jane. I think there's some good aspects. What I'm finding with the couples that I work with is the main problem for a lot of couples is communication. And I think this book has created some open communication about women's sexual desires. You know, in our society, it's actually expected and even known that men enjoy pornography and they enjoy certain fantasies, you know, Playboy things. It's accepted and even known about men. But for women, it's actually frowned upon. And even some men I've talked to are a little uncomfortable with it because our society has really, you know, accepted that and promoted that, you know, women aren't supposed to talk it, women aren't supposed to have these fantasies. And I think this book is really giving women a voice to actually voice their own sexual desires and start having those conversations with their partners to be able to say yes and no.
Yeah.
One of the huge aspects of the book is she says no to him. She sets limits. And I think women really like that, that even though she has this powerful man that desires her, she pushes up against him and says no to things.
Mm-hmm.
And then tries things out. And I like that part of the book the best, is that she constantly is saying yes or no.
Excellent. We've kind of run out of time now, but it's kind of intriguing here. Jane, what do you think at this point?
Well, I may have to just, you know, read a book. To...
I think you will.
Well, Dr. Cindy, you did mention that you only bought one book, and when you got to the seventh chapter, you went and bought the rest of the series.
Absolutely. I ran as fast as I could to my computer and definitely had to get the book, both two, right after that.
Terrific. Well, listen, thank you very much for being on the show. We'll be checking in with you again. And if people want more information, they can go to your website, drcbrown.com. And, of course, we'll have this up on our blog as well, myeasyrock.com. Thanks very much for being on our show.
It was my pleasure.